A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Salvation. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you and your house, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written the things that we speak and pray for you and your family. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to you are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to God's throne of grace and obtain grace and find mercy for you and your entire house, all of your people on every side, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. Grace to you and your family and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for your sins that he might deliver you from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. For in you, O Lord, we hope. You will hear, O Lord our God. Hear us, lest they rejoice over us, lest when our foot slips, they magnify themselves against us. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and give ear to our cry. Do not be silent at our tears. For we were once a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all our fathers were. But now in Christ Jesus, we who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclines to us and hears our cry. Therefore, we are asking in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, that you and your family know his salvation, that you and your people will position yourselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all of your flesh shall see the salvation of God, whether they be far off or whether they be near. Today salvation has come to your house, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We give thanks to God for you and your family, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you and your family for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited you and your family to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide your feet into the way of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, firstborn of all creation, may the Lord your God, your banner, your victory, your miracle, your protection, send his Holy Spirit to lead you and your people out of the darkness and into the light of life, to wake those who sleep, for your salvation is near. In Christ we pray that the God of your salvation will bring you and your people out of darkness and the valley of the shadow of death and break your chains in pieces. Those among you who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. It shall come to pass in that day that your burdens will be taken away from your shoulders, and his, Satan's, yoke from your necks, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. In Christ we pray that you and your people will stand fast and obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. With joy, you and yours draw water from the wells of salvation. May you and your people take the water of life freely. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, arise, O Lord. Save us, O my God. For God has struck all our enemies on the cheekbone. He has broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon you and your family. In Christ we pray that you and your people will trust in his mercy. For the Lord is your strength and your song. The Lord is your rock, your fortress, and your deliverer. The God of your strength, in him you shall trust. Your shield and the horn of your salvation. Your stronghold and your refuge. Your Savior. May you and your people rejoice in his salvation. For you and your house are with God. He has made with you and your house an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. He will make you and your house increase. The Lord has given to you and your house the shield of his salvation. His right hand has held you up. His gentleness has made you great. He enlarged your path under you so that your feet will not slip. In Christ we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the God of your strength will interrupt any destructive paths with his gracious light of truth. In Christ we pray that the God of truth will deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. In Christ we loose the fruit of Calvary over you and your family, reconciling you and your family to God through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And we declare the victory of Jesus Christ over you and your house. In Christ we ask the Father of glory to loose the power of the Holy Spirit, to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to open your eyes and turn you from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that you may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ, an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you and your family. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, the El Roi, the God who sees, will lift the veil from your eyes, that he will anoint your eyes with the eye salve, that you may see. In Christ we pray that your eyes are good and your whole body will be full of light. In Christ we pray that the Lord our Shepherd will give you and your people an ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord, that you may overcome and eat from the tree of life, that he would open to you and yours a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the God of hope open your eyes that you and yours may see wondrous things from his law. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides him, nor is there any rock like our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God in heavenly places, in his name may God visit you and your family with his salvation, that you and your house may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that you and your people may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that you and yours may glory with his inheritance. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord put his name on you and your children and bless you. May the Lord our righteousness open to you and your house the gates of righteousness, so that you and your family will go through them and praise the Lord. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together, for the Lord God created it. Let you and your family work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, wasting or destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. May the voice of rejoicing and salvation be in your house. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, the day spring, the dawn of the morning from on high, O Lord God of our salvation, let our prayer come before you. Incline your ear to our cry. May the God of glory thunders be with you in your house in trouble, deliver you and your people and honor you with long life, satisfy you, and show you his salvation. Let his salvation set you and your house up on high, the salvation of the righteous, you and your family, are from the Lord. He is your strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help you and yours and deliver you. He shall deliver you and your people from the wicked and save you because you trust in him. He has clothed you and your people with the garments of salvation. He has covered you and your family with the robes of righteousness. He has covered your heads in the day of battle. Our God, the Lord, is the strength of your salvation. He will not rest until your righteousness goes forth as brightness, and your salvation as a lamp that burns. For he has prepared a lamp for his anointed. Let you and your family seek God. Let you love his salvation. The Lord be magnified in you and your house. May the God of justice show you and your people his ways, teach you and your people his paths. Lead you and your family in his truth and teach you, for he is the God of your salvation. On him we shall wait all day long. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. In Christ we pray that the God of mercy will not remember the sins of your youth, nor your transgressions. According to his mercy may he remember you and your house, for his goodness' sake. In Christ we pray that the Most High God will not take his Holy Spirit from you and your house, but that he restore to you and your people the joy of his salvation, and uphold you with his generous spirit. O God, in the multitude of your mercies, hear us in the truth of your salvation. The Lord saves his anointed. He will answer from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. He will not withhold the request of our lips. Blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, his judgment is righteous. In Christ we pray, your souls wait silently for God alone, and your expectation be from him. You and your people shall not be moved, for God is your confidence. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads you and your house with benefits, the God of your salvation. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord, is his treasure. You and your family shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike you in your house. For Jesus Christ, who has mercy on you and your family, will lead you. Even by the springs of water he will guide you. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions and give you your heart's desire. May you and your people be exceedingly glad in his presence and triumph in his praise. The Lord will beautify your humble heart with salvation. The Lord will not remember former iniquities against you and your house, but he will restore you and your family and provide atonement for your sins. for the glory of his name, for his name's sake. You and your people shall have clean hands and pure hearts, for your righteousness is from the God of your salvation. Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. May you and your family stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together with the saints for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way be terrified by your adversaries, being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Let you and your people, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Let you and yours deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Let the Lord grant you and your house that you might serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of your lives, being servants of the Most High God, proclaiming the way of salvation. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. When you are old and gray-headed, may God, who is faithful to all generations, not forsake you or your family until you declare His strength to this generation, His power to everyone who is to come. God will speak peace to you and to your people. Surely His salvation is near to you and your family. May you and your house fear God, that glory may dwell in your land. The Lord will give that which is good, and your land will yield its increase. He shall make His footsteps your pathway. His covenant shall stand firm with you and your house. Your children also He will make to endure forever. If your children or your children's children forsake His law and do not walk in His judgments, if they break His statutes and do not keep His commandments, then He will visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, His loving kindness He will not utterly take from them, nor allow His faithfulness to fail. His covenant He will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of His lips. His salvation will be forever, and His righteousness will not be abolished, and His salvation is from generation to generation. He will send His ministering spirits to minister to you and your descendants, who will inherit salvation. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all people. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Nor is there salvation in any other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth we sanctify you and your family, your time and your space by the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those that dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His. The world and all its fullness, He has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in Him and born of Him, and His love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of His glory, we claim you and all the people of the earth as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning what we pray for you and your house, we come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer, and with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Mediator of the New Covenant, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and He hears us, petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. For it is written, Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. God is watching over His word to perform it, and it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. Let us take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Let us rejoice in our salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all our petitions in Jesus' name. So be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.